This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. At the turn of the 20th century, Billings was ready to shed its frontier image as a rough-and-tumble cowtown and emerge as a regional commercial center. Billings was already at the juncture of the Northern Pacific and the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroads, and soon the Great Northern extended its tracks to the growing city. Platted in 1882 and named for a former railroad president, Billings became the transportation hub of the Northern Plains. The first business district was at the center of the town site grid, but businesses gradually moved to the northwest as the area began to cater to travelers. Between 1900 and 1920, a dozen hotels and many businesses crowded near the tracks. In 1911, a splendid depot, electric street lights, cement sidewalks, and brick-paved streets greeted visiting President Howard Taft, who pronounced Billings the center of the development of the arid West. Indeed, almost 10,000 homesteaders claimed land at the Billings Land Office between 1909 and 1914, and local hotels supported a daily transient population of at least 1,000. Billings, nicknamed Magic City for its early rapid growth, continued to mature through the 1910s. The eventual demise of rail travel left its early 20th century buildings vulnerable. Thanks to early preservation efforts, the district, listed in the National Register of Historic Places, is an intact expression of turn-of-the-century commercial architecture. Its buildings, along with depot and tracks, symbolize the town's magical beginnings and preside over what was once the heart of the Billings town site. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.